Pesach, v'yom ha'rishon mikol kodesh, v'yom ha'shvi mikol kodesh yelachem, kavlacha lo ye'aseh v'hem, right? Passive, nifal, right? Ach asher yerachel chol nefesh, pulvado ye'aseh lachem. We don't care about ocha v'shan yantif. What we do care here is that, according to the Mechilta, this is the makar of Amir al-Aqab. Okay, that's shot number one. Shot, we're just going to get down the four makoros. Okay. So shot number one, that Amir al-Aqab is also based upon the drush of Chazal from this pasuk. Shot number two is the Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. I'll read it. Asur lomar lagoy lasus lona malacha b'shabbos, afapish eina mitzuva ala shabbos. We'll see this point in the Ramban ala Torah when he says, pasuk tezayin, kom lacha lo yeosev ahem, right? Chilut says, afila de acherim. He says, wait a minute. It can't be that Reuven is not allowed to do malacha, even ayide Shimon. You don't need that. Shimon is Allah the Malacha, he's a Jew. Okay, so the point, so that's what the Ram says, the Chiddush here is, even though a guy is obviously not Mechuyev to keep Shabbos, Avli She'enam Tzuba la Shabbos, it's still Aser. But Afa Pish Amor Lo Mikodem HaShabbos, that's the topic I hope to one point touch. It's not just that on Shabbos you can't tell him, hey, just write this letter for me. You can't tell him on Erev Shabbos to do something on Shabbos. Even if you don't really need it until afterwards. Now, the Rambam takes a very clear stand that all this is only midrabanan. V'davar zeh aser midivrei sofrim. Why? And then the Rambam says, k'dei shelo tiyeh Shabbos kala be'eneihen. Okay, this is the Shitas HaRambam. Number one, Amir al-Aqab is only Asur Midrabanan. Number two, the conceptual basis of this Isser is so that, again, it's, you know, you're going to, Shabbos is going to be very kal in your eyes, and eventually you're going to keep on cheating and more, and eventually do Malacha yourself. Okay, that's Shita number two. And Rambam's clear, as opposed to others, that it's only Midrabanan. We're just getting awful shitas now. Shita 3 is Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zorah, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, middle of a whole sugya, which we're not really focused on. He just says that different things that B'nai Noach are Asur in, and different things that B'nai Noach are Mutar in. And he says, Aval HaShabbos Lo Nitztavu B'nai Noach. Okay, they obviously don't have to keep Shabbos. I'm not interested here in the Chazal that says if a Ben Noach keeps Shabbos, the Chayv Misa, that's not relevant for our discussion here. But then Rashi, in the middle of everything, says, it's Tesvav Amin Aleph and Sachsavod Azara, he says, Umasha also li Yisrael lomar la'ovei kochovim asei li kach, oh, zel mishum mimtso cheftzecha v'daber davar, dibur asur, oh. So Rashi, should write this, that famous pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Torah just tells you, Zohar and Shamar, and we have, you know, the Kabbalah's Chazal, about the 39 malachos from the Mishkan, certain things are Mefush B'Kra, like Harisha and Katsira, and that's it. But Yeshaya HaNavi expands the playing field, so to speak, and says, you know, there's something called Kibud, there's something called Oneg, and you are not allowed to be involved with your chafotzim, right? If you're a businessman, you can't make plans, you know, for Bitcoin or whatever you're doing. You can't do that on Shabbos. V'daber davar. And even your words have to be different on Shabbos. I think we all see, I mean, we're all amdanim here, the Rashi is conceptually different. In other words, according to the Rambam, right, the idea is, the work can't be done. You're focusing on the work. That maybe, you know, Shabbos will be kal in your own eyes and you will come to the work itself. Rashi focuses on the words themselves, daber, davar. Okay, that's the third shita. Fourth shita, okay? So we have the Mechilta, we have the Rambam, we have Rashi. The fourth shita you see in various Achrona, it keeps on popping up. One good early manifestation of this fourth Shita is indeed the Hagos Mamonios, right? Which, you know, quotes the opinions of the Balei Tosfos, Chachmei Tzavos Ashkenaz, you know, vis-a-vis the Rambam. The idea is that midrabanan, there's an idea of yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. Okay, so obviously midaraisa, if you guys ever learned second parak kedushin, right? So you know this, no, a guy cannot be a shliach to a Jew. That's out. Having said that, midrabanan, we are makris. So in other words, here again. Now here, just getting back to the lumdis, you see clearly, not like Rashi, that it's daber davar, but the point is the work. If I tell a guy to water my lawn, mow my lawn on Shabbos, right? So, midrabanan, yei shlichos la'akum l'chumra, don't get into issues of shlichos of dvar vera. We understand the point. The point here is, you can't allow, Let me just read to you, this is Hagos Mamonios Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Vav Halach Os Beis. Aser Litein Lenachri Maos Be'erev Shabbos Sheyikne Lo Lemachor Biyom Hashuk. Right? Let's say you had the mains or you know the fairs there, the Leipzig fairs on Shabbos. So you want to get something. So you can't even tell him on Friday, right, to say buy something tomorrow. Why? Ki yesh shlichos lenachri lechumra. Okay. And then, interesting, he says this is, you know, we have an idea of what's called machlokes b'sham beis hillel shvisas kelim. You're allowed to do things on Friday, right? And the results, right? You show her the dion mayim Friday, and the results keep on accruing on Shabbos, but don't think that there's a heter here. That's what he says. Etc. And okay, so that's the fourth shita. Now, what I like, let's go over again. First thing we have to do is get the four shitas down. Now, each of the four shitas dispute the other three shitas, right? That's what we'll see. You know, so okay. So let me just okay. That's okay. First, I think you had something before.
Couldn't you just say?
Oh, we're going to get to that. Okay, very, very good. We're going to get to that. That's a very big machlokes. Good. The Ramban, I'm glad you know that. Malbim, before the Malbim, there was the Ramban. The Ramban is very strong. We'll get to that. I have the Ramban. It's in my Mar Makomos. He had to say Omid Rabbanan. Let me just tell you that it's not Lukuli Alma. And again, part of this, since you raised the question, I do want to discuss this a little bit, you know, there's Mishnah, Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta. You have to take a stand whether you see something like in Mechilta, Bechlal. Is that in consonants, congruence with R, Gemara, or not? Right? So the Vilna Gaon famously will always make everything and every other, you know, Medrash Tanoim to fit with the Bavli. Right? He's very, Vilna Gaon is very Bavli said. That's a lot of the Hagos in the Gra, wherever you go, whether it's Yushalmi, I'm feeling Scaliatus on this, whether it's Yushalmi, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, by the time the Vilna Gaon is finished, it's the same thing as the Bavli. Not everyone agrees with that. Maybe, you know, Ha-Kedi Issa, Ha-Kedi Issa. But, as I hope to show, even if you say that it's Doraisa, it might not necessarily mean the extent of Amir al-Akum, so stay tuned on that. Yes?
Within Rashi, would Amir al-Nakhri be like Midivrei Kabbalah?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Also, see, briefly, then you have to basically set up all the, the parameters of that. So since you raised, that's a great question, I'll just raise the thing. First, you have to take a general stand where the Divrei Kabbalah, Shech used to like to quote, there's one sheet in the Betz's Baba Kama called Divrei Kabbalah. That's when Naveen was screaming at everybody. It's not okay, but everyone, just about everyone else, says it's Kabbalah, tradition. Point is like this. Is Divrei Kabbalah just an early drabanan, or is it more? So the nafkamina basically is suffik. We say suffik deraisa lechurma, suffik drabanan lekula. What about suffik midivrei kabbalah? So the Rambam famously holds, right, that everything, Rambam makes a clear demarcation, is Torah and post-Torah. So Torah is obviously deraisa, and even what Moshe Rabbeinu himself enacted after Man Torah is Rabbanan, like Shiva Simei Avelus or Shiva Simei HaMishta. So according to the Rambam, there's Rambam Furish like that, there is a, people used to deduce it, and then it was pointed out in Perish Mishnah, like in Mikvot, he says so Mufurish, that anything which is not based on a pasuk in the Torah is Safek Lakula, and that's how he explains Gemara by Arli, even the Safek Allah al Moshe Sinai is Lakula. So that's just, according to that, it's interesting. It's all Nach is early drabanan that were written down. Having said that, Rabbeinu Tam certainly is as amplified, explained by the note of Yehuda, disputes that. That's Rabbeinu Tam and Megillah Dafdal. The old question: why do you say Shechianu on Megillah by night and say Shechianu Megillah again by day? So I mean, it's implicit in Rabbeinu Tam. Note of Yehuda just goes even more with that. He said, "Aha, I'll tell you why, because." Shechianu, right, having an Elish third day break, you have a break of less than 12 hours, but the point is that at night it's only midrabanon. Chayev dom likros megillah bayom l'shosa balayla, but night's drabanon, the din midivrei kabbalah, that's by day, and that obviously it demands its own Shechianu, and then the noted Judah adds, and there will be an afgamino by suffolk. Okay, so according to that, you could have fun with that Rashi. Okay, good. So let me just get down the four Shitos, the Mechilta, Rambam, Rashi, and then the Achronim, even some Rishonim of Yeshich Lachem Kum. Okay, so I'd like to just, let's begin by just reading some the Mechilta. We'll see how far we'll get today. So basically, what I want to do today, not today, this whole Shiurim is going to be fleshing out different points within the four shitos, you know, nissing nafkaminas and nissing stuff. And then, like a half hour ago, Rabbi Schwartz said, "I want to do pikuach nefesh also." I said, "Really?" So I can do that also, but first I want to do what I prepared. Okay, so let's see. Kol melacha lo yaseh v'hem. Got that? So we're going to work backwards. We're going to see the Netziv's Mechilta, then we're going to see Rav Meir Ishalom, and then we'll see the critical edition. Do you have a shy? I had 10 copies. So we have.
I got.
We have none. Okay, good. Do you also have a stapler?
I have a stapler.
You know what? Rabbi's Paran.
Pleasure.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So let's see. Kol melacha lo yaseh v'hem. So the Mechilta says, lo saseh ata v'lo Yaseh Chavercha. Chavercha presumably is another Jew. V'lo Yaseh Goy Melachtecha. No, no, no. Ata Omer Kain. O Eina. Lo Saseh Ata. V'lo Chavercha. Now we have V'yaseh Goy Melachtecha. Tamud Lomar. So the pasuk that we're gonna interpret the pasuk in Shmos based on the pasuk in Vayikra. Interesting that like obviously pasuk says sheshes, but yet they write vav here. Vav yom tasam melacha, but halamad chom melacha leisav ehem means what? So what's the proof? We'll see. Lo tase ata v'lo yase chavercha. V'lo yase hagoy melachtecha, right? Now the Gra has the other way around. He says v'lo yase aval yase. First, let's just read what we have. Where we have it, the Mahol Mechilta is just telling us what you can't do. Now, it might very well be that there might not be much of a nafkamina whether you say lo yaseh hagoyim lachtecha, right? Or meaning yes yaseh hagoy melachto, right? We're never gonna prohibit a guy from doing what he wants, right? Even droppingly got it to about that if he's Shomer Shabbos Chayv Misa. But there is going to be a question what our emphasis is. Is the point of the Mechilta saying a guy cannot do work for you? Or is the point of the Mechilta saying a guy can do work for himself? Right? That's the question, what the explicit thing is, whichever. Divrei Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia has a lot of old from Eretz Yisrael, a lot of old Masorah. Rav Yonis and Omer, Eino Tzarech. Now, you know, again, some Achronim have a machlokes here between Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonis, but I will tell you, on the Estait Liba made most of the times in Shas, Rav Yonis agrees with Rav Yoshia. It's just a question of derivation. At the most, you know, once you think through the lumdis besides Rav Yoshe and Rav Yonason, you could hop around with Simon Sivan Afkamina, but Pashup Shad, no way that it's a fundamental machlokis. Einu Tzarech means I don't need this pasuk to tell me X, Y, and Z. I know X, Y, and Z from somewhere else. Rav Yonason, Einu Tzarech, Valo Kvar Nemar, Zachas Yom Shabbos Lakacho, Valo Dvarm Kavachomer. Umayim Shabbos Chamura Eino Musar Amaleches Goy V'lach Techa. Oh, see, Rav Yonason is doing something very good, and we'll see. This pasuk is talking about Pesach, so he's saying like this: whatever we are talking about, we are talking about Amir La'akum An Yontif, right? So we already know that a guy is not Musar Melach Techa. That's all Shas Melachim. No, but it clearly means on the Daraisa level. Right? So, Yontif HaKal Dinu Shelo Yehe Muzar HaMelech Esgoy B'Melach Techa. So what's going on? Tamalama Komalacha Lo Yosev Vahem Ein Li El Yontif HaKal Im Yontif HaKal Shata Muzar HaMelech Es Chavera B'Melach Techa. And then it gets very, very messed up here. Like there seems to be something missing, Daniel. There seems to be something, you know, you would say, Ata, you know, Im Yontif HaKal, that there would be some type of Isser. We're going to clear it up in a few minutes. I just want to show you. You read the Mechilta here, it's just not clear. So look at the Gra. The Gra makes an attempt, again, assuming his premises, to work it out. Look at Vav. Lachcha imke matla mekom locha lo yeyo sevahem lo tase ata lo yase chavercha. That's going to be a little problematic, because that, as Ramban says, it's exceedingly obvious. Enli el yontiv shabbos minayin shlo yase chavercha amrit im yontiv hakal shata muzo mlechas chavercha mlechtecha shabbos chamura lo kol shekein. Okay, so and then Ella. So again, we are left hanging. You see the problem. It's very hard to countenance the idea that the point here is to say that I can't. I'm also a musar that you can't do work. You're a musar for yourself. Okay. Now, okay, well, you know what? There's the netziv here, but you know what? I want to move on. Maybe we'll come back to that, if not today, tomorrow. Let's look at other editions of the Mechilta, where it's going to be a little more clearly. Okay. So... okay, you have this Komlocha lo yeosev ahem lo tase ata. You got it? Second page. Lo tase ata lo yse chavercha lo yse goy melach techa ata omer kei oeinu ela lo tase ata lo yse chavercha aval yaase ha goy melach techa. Okay, that's similar to what the Netziv had via said. In other words, maybe the thing is he could do things for you. Oh, Tamid Lomar, Sheish is Yomim Tasim Alacha. So what's the pshat? So I don't want to give it away. There is a Tosus Rid, we'll get to that, says just like on 6 days of the week, there's no difference between you and a guy, right? No one should be lazy bones. You do work, and a guy does work. So too, the Isser on Shabbos. We'll get to that. Holomanata, call Malacha lo Yasevhem. So just like you do work for yourself, you can do work for yourself, or you can hire a non-Jewish contractor to do work 6 days a week. On Shabbos, when work is usher, you can't do your work, and a guy can't do your work. Okay. But maybe it means even more than that. See, now, according to this, the Havamina is very strange. Maybe a guy can't even do work for himself. Okay, but anyway. Oh, lo sasatov, lo yasecha vercha, lo yasegoy melachto. No. Sheish yamin tavon, halo, so it's focused on you. Lo tasatov, lo yasecha vercha, lo yasegoy melachto. Divrei Rav Yoshia. Now, according to Rav Yoshi, it's clear the whole point of the Mechilta is to aser, right? To prohibit. Okay, so that now we get the point. If you want to make the claim that Mechilta is another way of looking at it, not the Bavli, then we actually would have a mocker here that Amir al-Akum is Asur Midaraisa. Because that's the whole point. The point is to Asur. Now, Rav Yonason Omer Eino Tzarech. Now, Rav Yonason again, Eino Tzarech, we're going to have to make a decision. Is Rav Yonason arguing fundamentally, or as Nasiti, I've been at least convinced enough by the Chokrim to say the Pashup Shabbat Yonason is that he is agreeing fundamentally, just the mucker is different. Eino tzarech, well, kfar nemar, zochas yom Shabbos l'kacho. Okay. In other words, valod v'am kavachomer, mar Shabbos chabur, eino musa meleches goy. Now, he's very, very important. What do you say? Eino musa meleches goy kim melachtecha. Right? If you have that girsa, the point is what? That, look, you could have had a havamina, like in Eretz Yisrael, like the Rambam says, we don't allow anyone to obey Avodah Zorah in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Eretz Yisrael has to be a land totally free of paganism. So who knows? Maybe there could have been a havamina that we can't allow any Chil Shabbos by anybody, and even a guy. That's the Havamina. You know, the famous tshuva by the Chazon Ish, he was very makbid against milking on Yontif. So he says you can always find Goyim, you know, the last resort to do the Cholev the behemos. Okay, but that's Lamaskana. Maybe the Havamina is like that. Okay, Yontif Hakal Dinu Shalo Tehei Musar Amaleches Goy Kalachtecha. Now, finally, here he adds something. Talmud Lomar what? Kol Malacha Lo Yehosev Vahem. In other words, that's going to be the answer. In other words, you cannot have a guy do work for you. So now, once you have that, once you say that even on Yontif you can have a guy do work for you, what about Shabbos? And now it's the Kavach Homer the other way. Yontif, which is only in Yisrael Lav, you have that problem. Shabbos Kosh, Gemayon Yontif, Akala, Tumus, Omlech, Skavercha, Klach, Lecha, Shabbos Kamur, Dino, Shetamus, Omlech, Skavercha, Kimlach, Techa. Okay. So we good so far? Okay, so now we're going to see one more, and then we'll have enough of this already. We'll have one more way of looking at the Mechilta. This is the, it's called the Horowitz Rabin edition of the Mechilta. I'm a Levi. I never found out whether this one is a Levi or not. All Horowitz, which are Leviim, are related, ultimately from the Shalah. So, maybe. Okay. So, kol melacha le'yoseh v'hem. Once again, lo sa'aseh atav, lo sa'aseh chavercha, lo sa'aseh goy, melachtecha. He can't do your work. Atav mekein, or whether lo sa'aseh atav, lo sa'aseh chavercha, v'yaseh goy, melachtecha. Right? Let him do your work. So, tamalama, sheshem ta'aseh melacha, holomarita, next page, kol melacha le'yoseh v'hem, lo sa'aseh atav, lo sa'aseh chavercha, the lo yasa goy melachtecha divir Rav Yoshia. Okay. Now here, before we even go further, he has a very good shot here. Look at line 21. Ukashem, what's the drasha? Ukashem sheshes yomim, the notes, top line. Tase bein atzlocha, bein al yedei chavercha, bein al yedei goy. Oh! You can do work, right? You do work 6 days a week. Says b'zeis apecha tochalechem. That doesn't mean you have to do the work. You could hire a guy to do work. So there's an equivalent between what you can do during the week and what you may not do on Shabbos. Okay, lo yaseh kolel hakol. And this is the Birkei Yosef in Or Chaim b'shem. The Tosus Rid. Okay, then he gets into the Malbim later of Shem the Ramban. Okay, let's go back up into the text. Rav Yonah Sodoma Eino Tzarech. Valo Kvar Namar Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Katsha V'lo Dvorm Kal V'chomer Umam Shabbos Chamura Eino Tamuz Om Lechaz Goy. Again, it's either Kim Lachtecha or Bim Lachtecha. If you say Bim Lachtecha, you're already making the point that we're even talking about guy doing work for you, which will then eliminate the possibility that we're talking about is that there's any is it all deraisa. See, if you say that the point is that a guy is allowed to do work for himself and is not allowed to do work for you, then if you take the position that this mechidah is all going as we would have assumed on a deraisa level, could come to the remarkable conclusion that Amir La'akum Lachtecha is also Daraisa. If, however, you say, no, the whole issue is when he's doing work for you, and then if there's no Isser, right, so then obviously there's no Isser at all Daraisa, so perforce you're going to arrive at the position that's only Yosef Midrabanan. So again, Amam Shabbat Chaburin Atam Uzab Melechza Goy Bim Lachtecha Yontav Kal Dino Shlotem Uzab Melechza Goy Bim Lachtecha. Tamud Lomar, Kol Melacha Lo Yoseh V'hem. So, what does that mean? That means that even though it's logical, what can we do? We have a pasuk against this, right? Ein Li Ela Yontav Shlamus Om Lechaverecha Om Lechtecha Shabbos Lain Kavachomer Uman Yontav Akala Tamuzhar Am Lechaz Chavercha Bim Lechtecha Shabbos Chamur Dino Shlamus Om Lechaz Chavercha Bimlach Techa. Okay, so if we have it this way, it might, hope you're following. So in other words, it might very well be that it's Asur, something's Asur Daraisa. So this, the Ramban, is very strong and says, absolutely not. I have the Ramban here, and the Ramban makes a general claim about Medrash Halacha. I'm going to just pass it out, so it's very... It's very, very important to realize. Let's give an example. Trumos and Maestros, right? So, the very, very big machlokes, what is the Araisa and what is the Rabbanon by Trumos and Maestros? Right. So the Pasuk says, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. The Rambam famously writes that all Peros Ha'ilon, right, Achayev and Trumos and Maestros. Others say, no. Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. And the Ramban there says, there are all these Midrashei Halacha, he calls them the Braisos HaMata'os. They mislead, because they talk about Peros HaElon. That's not true. I mean, let's put it this way. Some of the Braisos even talk about vegetables. So vegetables are certainly only Midrabanan. That's Mufurish Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis on an Aleph. You can't move from that. Vegetables are only also Midrabanan. So how can we talk about Peros Adaraisa. So that's the Ramban's methodological point. That, you know, you look up the Mechilta, it's very interesting, but it's not, they are not to be understood as Dinim Daraisa. That's false. They are only Asmachtos. Okay. And that's what Ramban is going to say here. So there's 2 points in the Ramban. Okay, it starts here. I did the double sided. Shin Chav Tes in Rabbi Shavel's edition, 4 lines from the bottom. Kom Locha, I got it? Lo Yeosev Ohem. Look at the Ramban does. Got it? Perish Rashi. Afilu Al Yidei Acherim. Acherim, of course, is non-Jews. So to the extent that Rashi is following the Mechilta, this leads us to the question, hey, maybe Rashi here is saying that's also Midaraisa. He said, Lo Avinos, he said, I don't understand, as we all know, discussed in my Ramban Shiurim, you know, Latakim and Ezra are very, very strong with Rashi, you know, I don't understand what he's saying. Shem HaCherem HaEle Yisrael, right? What about me? So maybe it means I have to be careful that he doesn't work for me. Okay, that's Lifnei Iver, but that's not the Einani Musa b'mlachti shelo teose al yado, right? Ela shemate also beisur musole mishum Lifnei Iver lo site michshol. You know, years ago. Now, most people will take the light bulb out of the refrigerator. But, you know, I remember, I was a kid, 40 years ago, the question was, you know, can you open the refrigerator now if the light goes on? So, there's one rav said, okay, you know what, I'll let other people do it. So my mother, she said, that's terrible. You know, it was like this. If it's usur, you can't allow somebody else to do the avera. There is an idea of machmir la'atzvo mekel la'cherim, when essentially it's mutter. But if you think something is usur, right, that's lifnaiver, it's terrible. So, but anyway, but that's bein b'mlachto, bein b'mlachas osa atzmo. But that can't be what the pasuk is talking about, right? Because they, okay. So maybe, like we would assume, maybe these acherim are goyim, right? Like you have by chametz. That's gmar psachim. That's the general default position that acherim means goyim. Bim acherim alol goyim. Next page. No. Ein anu musharim batora amalacha shel goy klal lo biyantiv v'lo b'shabbos ela sheyesh ba shvus midivreihem midrabanan im ha'amira shelanu kemosha amru amira lenachri shvus. That's only midrabanan v'zeh davar mevuar b'gemara. By the way, I'll just add, you know, there's a whole discussion among, you know, people that study Rashi, you know, like in a semi-scholarly vein, you know, is everything Rashi says on the Daraisa or not? So that was actually a very interesting dispute between Chaim Leibowitz and Avram Grossman. Chaim Leibowitz, so her thing was always Makashel Rashi. What do you mean Makashel Rashi? So that means there's something in the text. That means there's something on the Daraisa level. Sabra Grossman says, wait a minute. You take the Makashela Rashi to its extreme, you know, conclusion. It's you're gonna come out that every single thing in Rashi is on the Raisa level. Yeah? So let's say you have Rashi in Kisavo, Lovadim Sasachov Lo Shachti, right? To make the brachos and Trumas and Maisos Lachor is only Midrabanan. You know what I mean? You're going to come to a lot of problems. So that's why methodologically it's good to know. So Avram Grossman, who studied Rashi, you know, very clearly said, no, we should just know it's a klal. Not everything Rashi says is on the Daraisa level. So that's doing on Rashi what the Ramban is going to do on the Mechilta, as we'll see in a minute. So he says, look, Amir Lakim is only midrabana. He says, but Avol Matsasi b'mechilta. I saw a problem in the mechilta. Listen to the Rabban. Oh, now he has the girsa v'lo yase goy melachto, right? So that pushes it more. That the havamin is that he even couldn't do it for himself. Tamalomar sheishes yom mitasem melacha halo sas ato se chavercha aval yase goy melachto. We talk allow him to the work for himself. Divrei Rav Yosher, Rav Yonon said, Omei, Eino Tzarech, Halach Parnei Moshesh, Yom Tov, Yisrael Nachtecha, Vedron Kav HaChomer, Umar Shabbos Chemur Demusar, etc., etc., etc. Now look what Ramban says, Ube Vadai. Right? When he says the word Vadai, it's not like on the text itself. It's based on your meta principles. Ube Vadai, knowing Shas, that Amir Lach is only Midrabanan, it cannot be that the Mechilta disputes that. Ubevadai he asmachta ba'almo shavo lesor midivrehem amira b'mlecha shalanu v'samchutz and asmachta samchutz also mikra hazeh hava mlecha sagoy b'shalom, and that is mutar, meaning even d'rabanan. In other words, mid-rabanan there's a din amir l'nachri shvus, but even with d'rabanan they could do what they want on their own stuff. Ulafid lafid darkeinu lamadnu etc. They mislead you because you think it's the right, it's not true. Now look at this. Now this is drawing almost against Rashi, but he says it, you know, like still hey, the end. The ein roi lekosvan kipshutan. When you quote these brises, you have to say it's only in a smachta. Shigamzen nirish u smachta ba'alma. But then he says v'yeshli boze perush nachon od adaber olav be'ezras Hashem. This is a hint of the famous Ramban in Parshas Emor, where he says there is a notion of Shvus Da'araisa. Oh, right? And the whole question about Muktza, right? Muktza also, the Ramban disputes the Rambam. Famous Rambam, we could read that. The end of Perich of Dalet, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Why is Muktza Asur? So the Rambam, with the Mem, the Rambam says again, it's only Asur Midrabanan, and again, because you can't act on Shabbos the way you act on Chol. So I'm going to read the Rambam, then I'm going to mention the Ramban, and then I'll bring it back here. Rambam writes, Asur Chachomin Letalta Miksas Dvarim V'Shabbos Gedeach Shurosu B'Chol. Okay, just like we say Amir Lakim is Asur Midrabanan, Asur Chachomin. And once again, he quotes our pasuk in Yeshayu. Amru, umam hizir neviim v'tziva shloi hiluchach v'shabbos hiluchach b'chol. Lo sichas ha-shabbos kichas ha-chol. Shenema v'daber davar kavachomu shloi tiltul shabbos tiltul ha-chol. If you can't walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the week, right? You can't pass the tchum. You can't talk on Shabbos like you talk in the week. So you certainly should not be allowed to handle materials on Shabbos the way you handle them in the Chol. Kadesh lo ye kit yom Chol be'enov, and eventually v'yavo lakbia latakin kem lepino lepino lebais lebais latzli avonim kinyotz behen sher hubot of yoshev be'beso. If this guy's not sitting in the base medrash, what is he going to do? He's going to start rearranging all the furniture, move the piano around, v'yavakesh dovish zazivov nimtzlo shlo shavas ubot latav shen b'tor leman yanuach. V'od kishay yavakev yataltel kelim shemum lachton leisur evsher shisasek lehen. If you have the hammer, you'll say, "Gee, I have to bang the nail in." V'yavlu de malacha, and then anyway for the yoshvei kronos. Well, neisha mixes arom enam balu umlios el b'tein kolimem gudan tayolim yoshvei kronos shikolimem hen shovsim lacha v'miem mutar lech davil taltek shayomim nim shlo shavas shvisa hani keres. That's many years ago from Rabbi Michael Hecht. was a teacher at MTA. So he said the Rav in the 1950s, when they first developed like the timers for TVs. So, you know, a lot of people said, oh, you know, here's what we can do. You want to watch the Army Navy football game? It's on Shabbos, right? You'll set and people were saying it's my own Shabbos. So you'll set the timer and you'll watch the Army Navy game. So I said, no, that certainly is out. Don't give me any of your lundus with trade rabbanons for Oneg Shabbos. It's certainly against Shvisa Hanikeres. Lafikach, Shvisa Medivarim Elu, Shvisa Shava B'chol Adam. Okay, Mabnei Dvarim Elu, Noga B'Yisra Tiltul. And therefore, the only thing you move is things you need for your Shabbos experience. That's the Rambam Perech Abdallah. The Ramban with the Nun says, but Muktzah is also a Kiyum D'Oraisa of Shabboson Shvus. So even though he says these are Braisos Matos, there is an idea of Shvus. Now it's very interesting. Okay, I'd like to maybe in a later share discuss this whole thing inside. One of the famous cases of Amir La'akum in the Gemara is Schiras Poalim. So that's a very important case. What's interesting from the Gemara is it's not just that you're not allowed to have workers to work for you. I want a worker, you'll mow my lawn, but even in times of the Gemara, do like the contractors. You have to build a house. So you speak to Mr. X, he's the contractor, and he gets the workers who will minimum wage, they'll build a house. So technically, as Chassam Sofer points out, this is Amira le Amira. Oh. So, who says Amira le Amira is Usser? So now, this is a great instance which you can start having a lot of fun with all the different Makaros. Okay, see? Maybe you could dispute this, but logically, if you say the Isser is Daber Dover, it doesn't really matter who's doing the work, right? Daber Dover, you're not allowed to tell people, I want to get this job done on Shabbos. Doesn't matter whether you're doing or you do something else. If, for example, take the other extreme. If you hold it's an issue of Ein Shlichos La'akum, or Yesh, excuse me, Yesh Shlichos La'akum L'chumra, but that itself might be bounded by the dins, right? That's the whole famous six-way machlokes. When you say Shlich, Osa Shlich, when you say Mili L'mimso L'shlich. So even if you hold me to Rabbanon L'chumra, Yesh Shlichos Le'akum, right, it might not technically go all the way, you know, two steps. So the famous Chassam Sofer, I have it in the packet, and maybe we'll get to some of it later or another day. So he says like this: whatever you say in general, but you can't bring a raya to Aser other cases from Schiras Poalim. Why? Schiras Poalim, according to the Ramban, is also Doraisa. Because it's a violation of Shvus. That's an amazing idea. So Amira La'akum vis-a-vis Schiras Poalim might be worse than, yes, by Schiras Poalim, remember, the Ramban says on Shabbos you have to think about God. You can't think about, you know, you're going to make your improvements on your house. So Schiras Poalim is a D'oraisa violation of Shabbos. So, I tell the contractor to get some other guys to mow my lawn and fix everything and do the finished basement. That is a bittul of the kiyum of Shvus D'Oraisa. So maybe, even if you say there, Amira Lamira is out, we might not necessarily go from there to other cases. Okay, I just threw that in as a teaser about the Schiras Poalim. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff here. Okay, you know what? Let's at least see. I have Chassam Sofer's here, so we might as well look at the first Chassam Sofer in the next 8 minutes. So again, each one of the four shitos of Amir La'akum knocks out the other three. That's why in Lumnus it's very enjoyable. Okay, we'll start reading Shuvach. Basically, he's going to knock out anyone who wants to say, heaven, it's pay Dalit. In the Rambam, that it means Shlichus Nachlu Chumra Doraisa. Whenever, that's out. So he writes, he quotes Gorns by the Egel. Okay, let's start from Reish's Dvarim. See, there's a question whether by Ribis Katsutsu of Yotz, in other words, some Ribis that's us is what's called Yotz's Badayonim, right? So you'll get the money. It's such a bad thing. You just simply, in the whole transaction is invalidated, and you know you'll b'dayanim. Other people dispute that, but don't think from the Ramna the fact that he says that it's yotze b'dayanim, it's also b'daraisa. So I just want to read this. Reishis Dvarim Omer Ki Eni Maskim Guf Hakavon Rama Shiyisba Shlichus L'Nachri L'Daraisa. Never. Parkeichos Mal V'Lo V'Lo Iskelos Tzvilei Davar Rivas Ketsuzu Yotze B'dayanim. Okay, it's invalidated. Avalo Iskir Alav Shul Daraisa. So that's simply machlokas. Ella shel Rashi Ramban Rashba in the Yotze came Shurak Drabana. Ramam Yotze. The E Efsha Lomar Vishum Ofen Shiyya Mina Torah Yesh Shlichus Lenochri Lahachmir. So he's very strong that position is out. It's out. You know, Malvlova Ribis, we don't really care about that here, but it's out everywhere. So then he has a discussion of Shlichut Varver, we'll skip that. And then he says no, the Rambam has a general shita that even if something is asa midrabanan, right, through a guy, that's always only asa midrabanan. So there we say midrabanan, the whole effect of what you did is halachically null and void. That's what he says. The Bam Abba Mashkos Ram the Yotzi Bedayon Hayin Mishum Israelay Kol Isura Nasim Bem Tzoyes Nachri Asru. Underline this Chazal Alfilu B'diavad. Oh, Kigoy Hamavashel B'Shabbes L'Tzorach Yisrael Alfilu V'Mevi Chutz L'Tchum. So that's something else. If you are doing something wrong midrabanan, right? So I say, cook for me, right? So Lamaisa, can you get Hanaf from it? No. But that doesn't mean it's also midoraisa, right? It's also midrabanan. Then they have the case of Goy Hamasares, I feel like they harama, Kansu Doraisa, etc., etc. Okay. And then again, Ola Olam, Lo Ola, Aldas, Rambam, Sheyehe, Shliach, Lanachri, Mida Oraisa. So he's very, very strong against that. I don't want to get into the whole issue of Shichas Advar Vera. So now he's something very interesting. And this will be the last thing I'll do today. He quotes Shuvas of the Base Mayor. Base Mayor, again, he was one of these, like from Tarnuk Kiv Eger, he was like such a. He's not learned so much in Yeshiv. So much of his varts were like adopted by others. But for example, Beis Meir has an amazing idea. He says that. Here it is. He says that they can't be shlichus because I have to get the right line. But he says it's like a mitzvah shebegufo. What's the ister of Shabbos? Your menucha. So we have a rule, right? Famous ksos. You can't ask someone to be your shliach to put on tefillin. Why not? Why don't we love shlichos, again, kiddushin, truma, karm pesach. So what's at the end of the day, what's the answer? The answer is that on a mitzvah shebegufo, or as the brisker say, when the mitzvah is on the chepta shel guf, there can be no shlichus, no transferal. Shlichus is on halachic categories. It can transfer when there's a physical demand that you have to use your body. If it's my body, I can't transfer it. Oh, so on Shabbos, the din is that it has to be menucha of your guf. That's the idea. You have to rest. So I am resting. So mida oraisa, if I tell the guy to do work for me, I could still be resting. Okay, so that's a very, very important yisod. Oh, here it is. Okay. It says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th line. Menuchas Shabbos. You got it? The 8th line here. Lo shayach sheyehe shlucho kemoso. Whole thing doesn't make sense. Why not? Da hatorah hikbida al menuchas gufo shel Yisrael. Watch this. The lo aguf hamalacha. That's an amazing idea. That's, you know, the pasuk always says, you know, l'mani anucha, right? L'mani nuach. What does that mean? The main thing in not doing work, it's not even the work. It's your physical rest. So the whole idea of shlichus wouldn't be shayach. Vizbarta zebetuv. Okay. V'lo arichato ki geis matzase gon beis meir kosav that. And etc. etc. Okay, so that's very interesting. Now, the only thing is, what you then can say is that, wait, so that means midrabanan. If you hold midrabanan, yeshlichus lenachri lechumra. So that's an interesting word. The midrabanan, it's not just an iser on your menucha, right? But it's also work can't be done. And if work can't be done, maybe work can't even be done through a shliach. Okay, there's a lot of room to just think through all the implications of this base mayor that the Chassam Sofer said. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Mr. Shem will pick it up tomorrow. Okay. Little bunch left. Okay. Now just again. Oh, here. Okay, now it's locked. Okay. Okay. Okay, Shkaya. That's an amazing case, Mayor, no? It's like on the goof, like Mr. Shepard Goof. Do
we name these forms in there?
It's a short stuff, but we give them to you. And, okay. Okay, so we'll do this. I mean, if you like this, we'll basically.